Can I just laugh like this the whole time? Ha ha.
Yeah, please do that.
Just say lol instead.
Lol.
Lol.
Omega lols.
LMAO.
Are you guys LOL or lol people?
I'm more of a rufflecopter.
Oh no.
Do you remember the rufflecopter?
I'd say LOL.
What does that mean? I'm rolling on the floor, what's the rest?
Helicopter.
What?
Oh, that one got me, Josh.
It was, I think people used to write it and they would do like one of those, what do you call it when people make an image out of text?
AASCII text, right?
Yeah, like that. There would be like a helicopter picture.
Yeah, yeah.
ASCII and you shall receive.
There you go.
This is the third band and music that I've passed.
Where, are you heading somewhere, Gabby?
No, I mean, I was going to report it at Square Park.
Are you Gabby's on out, like really loud things to stand next to?
Gabby's on a guided tour of the Rock and Roll History Museum.
I wasn't going to go home, so I was going to record at Madison Square Park, but there was a family night with a band playing. I walked to Union Square. There are now two people playing music here, so I'm going to go to Best Buy.
Why would you think Union Square would be quiet?
I don't know. Just outside. It's also cold, but the Best Buy is open 24/7, and I can just stand in there.
That's perfect.
I can see it, so I just have to cross the street here.
Legally, they're not allowed to kick you out. I mean, just remember that.
It's also huge, so I can also just go to the next store. That's the good thing about being over here, is I can just like walk to the next place.
Yeah, you, yeah. Right. You can just pop into second Best Buy.
Pretty much.
You can pop into Satisfactory Buy.
Yes.
Acceptable Buy.
That's funny.
It's quite windy where you are now.
Oh, it sounded windy where you are.
It's definitely not windy here.
Okay, I'm walking up to the steps.
I like how both don't even consider the possibility that it's windy where Kurt is.
It's definitely, it could be me. I'll say that.
I thought he was in his house.
No, I'm not. I'm out on the street.
Whoa, what the heck?
Whoa, you've hit hard times.
I know.
I'd also be embarrassed to record it at my apartment because my room's by the living room, and if people are home, they'd be like, what's Gabby doing?
What's Gabby doing?
I know, right?
That's what they're saying.
Okay, guys, is this good?
Read another sentence.
Well, I'm on an escalator. The quick brown fox.
You're on an escalator, and you said, is this good? You realize eventually you're going to have to get off that thing.
That's true. Okay, this is perfect. I don't think they play music yet.
There's no band in the Best Buy.
I mean, can you hear the speakers that they're testing?
The testing speakers.
You really? What?
I think, hey, Gabby, we should go record the next one on tarmac at the airport. I think that would be good.
Ha ha. I'm nervous. Not that this is fun, I'm just nervous.
You say not that this is fun.
It is fun, I'm just nervous. Okay.
I'm nervous, and also this fucking sucks.
Honestly, this
it's the best of both worlds.
This is hell. Okay, let's go.
Let's do this. You should get like a song that plays, you know? Like, give us an intro.
Maybe we should sing a song.
Yeah, Gabby, sing something in Best Buy.
Oh no. Did you guys get that?
A little bit.
Hanging out in Best Buy.
Was that you doing the song?
That was perfect timing.
Just pick up a guitar and start shredding.
I'm hanging out in Best Buy and some guy's playing speakers and it's time to speak here.
That's the new theme song.
Gabby, you're killing it.
That was bad.
I think that was great.
Going in? It's fine. We can listen to it later. I should try to find the Angry Birds DVD.
Oh, that would be good.
Oh, you just hold it in your hands.
Oh my gosh, this is so cute. Their little toy section. They have little toads. Okay, I'm away from the speakers. Don't worry. I'm hanging out in a corner. No speakers in here. It's soundproof.
You're in a soundproofed area.
I think Best Buy is soundproof. Like, every time I walk by a wall, I can't hear anything in here.
Wow.
Wow, they probably build them like that so you can't do podcasts in them.
You're right. Honestly, Best Buy is podcast friendly. Okay,
okay.
What was your intro? Do you remember what it was, Josh?
I don't remember it, but I got a new one.
And you can always record the one that you remember, right?
I don't want to be inauthentic.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
Yeah, this is, they call him One Take Josh for a reason.
Because I take one thing from every house I go into.
Folks.
Right, he's fucking stealing all the time.
Wow.
Shouldn't have invited you to my dad's funeral.
We ready?
Yeah.
Live from New York, it's Pissed Him Over Down. You know me, I'm Josh. And inducting into the Two Club at the very same time, please welcome famous double act Gabby and Kurt.
Woo! Wow, we're back.
Hey, guys.
It's so good to be back.
You're back in black.
I was trying to think of a sequel. It's Cars 2, baby.
It's Cars 2, baby.
It's Cars 2.
Cars 2 was actually cool. Cars 2, baby.
Didn't we talk about Cars the last time?
I think we did. I'm sorry. I literally never talk about this movie ever, so I don't know why I bring it up every time.
Are there any babies in the movie Cars? Are there, like, baby cars?
Yeah, what is a baby car? It's like a really cool thing? Like
a Razor scooter?
Gabby, do me a favor. Find out what a baby car is.
Like right now?
Yeah.
A Barbie.
What?
Like a Barbie Jeep?
Oh, like one of those little kid Jeeps. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then it grows up to be an old car.
Let me know if it's too loud where I am. I am in a Best Buy right now.
You're in a Best Buy. Which section of the Best Buy are you in?
Movies, bestsellers. I'm looking at The Greatest Showman right now.
Ooh.
I'm
like,
ooh.
What is this, Josh?
That's a good one.
A movie about Josh?
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry. I'm tired. I'll probably fall asleep.
That was inappropriate.
I'm going to fall asleep in this Best Buy right now.
More like Rest Buy. Kurt, where are you right now?
I am in like an abandoned parking lot next to a dumpster.
Why has it been abandoned?
I don't know. It's a good question. There's a car that was on fire recently here. It's just kind of sitting here.
Wait.
That's still it. Are there still embers or is it just...
No, I just touched it. It's cool to touch.
But it's like burned out.
I think it's all good. Yeah, it's like a...
Oh, you really are back in black.
It's a Hulk. Wow. Yeah, I really am.
Anything interesting in that dumpster?
I can't really... there's like a big fence around it. A big black fence.
Can I say something? Your tweet.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Oh. Josh.
In the dumpster?
Wow.
Are you saying my tweets are trash?
No, sorry. That was mean. I didn't mean it.
I think that was what was being implied, though.
I can't find the Angry Birds movie anywhere in this.
You searching for the Angry Birds movie?
I found Paddington.
Gabby, you're a big fan of Paddington. Is that right?
We don't even have to talk about it.
We can talk about Paddington. Okay.
Also, Rick and Morty. I'm not a fan of it. I just am looking at it. And Young Sheldon.
Mm-hmm, sure. Your three favorite things are Paddington, Rick and Morty, and Young Sheldon.
Oh, no. Don't say this.
I'm just going to ask you a hypothetical question. And I know as a big fan, this is probably going to be difficult for you. But fuck, marry, kill Paddington, Rick and Morty, Young Sheldon.
Watch Paddington, throw the other two in the trash.
Okay, well, those weren't the options, but you know, you're too big a fan. I can't.
No, the options are watch, marry, watch again. Just kidding. I don't know. I only like one of those things. What's the game? One Truth and Two Lies?
Sure. No, we're getting One Truth and Two Lies. Gabby, One Truth and Two Lies, Paddington, Rick and Morty, and Young Sheldon.
Truth.
Paddington's the truth.
Yes.
Yeah, I see it. Kurt?
Yeah.
One Truth and Two Lies, burned out car, dumpster, your tweets.
The truth is this burned up car and the two lies in the dumpster in my tweets.
Nothing you say is true.
Hey, this is something for Kurt. I just found a Dragon Ball DVD. You like that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I do like Dragon Ball.
You're a big fan of the Dragon Balls.
And Kurt.
I am.
It's what we call you. We call you Old Dragon Balls.
Josh. That's what I meant.
Gabby, what is it about Paddington you love so much? Because I know you're a big fan. You're always trying to get me to watch Paddington. I'm never watching it.
Yes, you're always like, I hate Paddington. You ruined my life.
Why do you hate Paddington so much?
Okay.
Paddington.
I think that's the real question.
In the movie Paddington, which I know I haven't seen, but Paddington arrives in this family's life, right?
Okay, yes.
Like, it's a normal family having a good time, and then...
Yeah. Well, they're not. They're not having a good time. They're kind of quarreling, and things aren't
great. Well, that's what I consider a good time, but okay. There's a tiny little knock on the door, and they open up, and it's this little bear.
False. This isn't what happens. I don't want to spoil it, but it doesn't happen like that. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, maybe the British version of Paddington is different.
Wait, what? It really is?
I mean, I haven't seen it, but I'm assuming that it probably is, and this is probably what happens.
I think even in the books, it's similar to the movie. Can I just say, and if you don't want to hear how Paddington meets the Brown family, then to turn this off for 30 seconds?
All right, you got 30
seconds. For your sake, Gabby, I really hope the family's second name is Brown.
Okay. Yes. So he's he's sitting in Paddington Station, and they get off the train, and they walk by, and they're like, oh, like, Paddington.
That's, no, they don't. That's not what happens either, Gabby. You just seen the movie?
Yes, they find him, but I don't want to spoil too much. They find him. They're like, look at this bear. Because, well, I don't want to spoil it, but it's in the trailer. But anyway.
So there's a scene in Paddington 1 when, you know, Paddington's from the jungle. He doesn't know how to use, I don't know why bears are in a jungle, but anyway, he's in from the jungle. He doesn't know how to use a bathroom, and he starts to flood the bathroom because he doesn't understand how it works. Yeah. So the toilet starts to flood. My question is, do you think at some point he drinks piss? Because he goes underwater into the toilet water.
That is what I was going to ask. I feel like Gabby?
Gabby, I don't know.
I don't want to back you into a corner here, but yes or no, does Paddington drink piss?
Oh, no. Technically, Paddington does drink pee. But yeah, Mr.
Brooks, there we have it.
He didn't like Paddington at first. He's like, I hate this disgusting little bear. He's ruining our lives. Which, I mean, you have to admit, like, if your toilet exploded, you would probably be upset at Paddington too, you know?
But you know, if my toilet exploded, I'd thank Paddington. Thanks for blowing up that piece of shit toilet.
Okay. But yeah, okay, so they find him in the train station. He got sent from Peru. It's really cute, the whole thing. I just think it's a heartwarming movie. It's very pure. It's something people can just put on. And there's not really any violence besides the toilet.
Well,
minimal violence.
His, like, parents die at the beginning.
What?
I don't want to spoil this. This has been too long. Okay, just turn off this whole podcast if you don't want Paddington spoilers. No, yeah, it's fine. It's just a cute movie, you know what I mean?
But he does drink piss in it.
He does.
Gabby, are we saying piss too much?
No, it's good.
No, it's okay. Gabby cusses now. Since the last time, she's kind of come back around. She says cuss words. No. Go ahead, Gabby.
Okay.
Lay it on.
Okay. Pee. Crap.
No, give us one of the good ones. Like,
I can't. I simply can't.
You say dang it.
I said dang it. No. What the heck? My favorite cuss word. What the heck?
Okay. You are listening, by the way, to the Sunshine and Good Things podcast.
I'm sorry. Let's get real for a second. What's your favorite word, both of you?
Oh, wow. You really did get real.
That's a good question.
My favorite word. In what way? Just like the way it sounds? Or?
Yeah, I'll go first. Pumpkin.
All right.
I like the way it sounds.
That is a good word. And plus, they're cool in real life, too.
Yeah, it's just like the weather's colder.
They represent something, right? Like it's a sign of something bigger than itself.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Wow.
Halloween Town? Okay. Do you think that they drink pee in that movie?
Halloween Town?
Halloween Town?
Oh, no. I just realized in this Best Buy.
Are you asking the Best Buy guy?
Hey, sir. I was thinking of buying Halloween Town. Do you know, do they drink pee in this?
What do you say?
I didn't actually ask.
Oh, this is real?
Oh, come on.
That would be funny, though, if I just went around and I'm like, sir, can you just pick the movie from...
Can you do that for the podcast?
Oh, I don't know. I'm embarrassed now because it's a very nice lady working.
Oh, this sweet lady is just trying her best. She's just getting by, putting some money on the table.
This is her second job. She just wants to, like, you know, just get through the day.
And then this little troublemaker saunters up.
No intention to buy anything.
Excuse me, ma'am. Do they drink piss in Halloween Town?
Gosh, that was so aggressive.
Well, that was you.
What?
That's what you sound like.
Everybody shut the funk up.
And now you're about to rock.
I mean, last time you guys did get thrown out of the convention center.
Have you ever been arrested, Gabby?
Personally, no.
What about impersonally?
Impersonally, I don't like the cops at all.
Oh, shit.
What about metaphorically?
Metaphorically, literally, figuratively. Is this going to get me in trouble?
Have you ever stolen anything? Have you ever, like...
Around about 90% of the listeners are cops.
Hey, let's talk about some crimes that we've all committed. No. I don't know. What have you done, Kurt?
I used to steal quarters from my dad all the time. Like, he would roll up quarters, and then I would steal them and go play video games.
Like, innocent fun. Yeah.
After he'd rolled them up as well. After he'd got them organized. That was a risky move.
Kurt, take these to the bank. Sure, Pop. See ya.
My brothers had a Tony Hawk doll that I really liked. Like, seriously,
Tony Hawk doll?
Sorry, action figure. I don't know.
You brushed Tony Hawk's hair.
It was like if G.I. Joe was Tony Hawk. It was very realistic, and I really liked it. And, like, they had cool toys, so I feel bad, but sometimes I'd go and, like, play with that. Or...
Did it have, like, a puka shell necklace?
Well, I think maybe. I don't know.
If you okay.
Yeah.
We should set that as, like, the cover photo. Let me look it up.
Listeners at home, I can't think of a better way to sum up who Gabby is as a person than what you've just heard, where the question was, have you ever been in trouble with the police? And Gabby's first answer was, sometimes I played with my brother's Tony Hawk doll when they weren't around.
Okay, we went off of the subject. Kurt, trouble with the police? I'm trying to think.
Uh-oh.
Maybe, like, with my friends, we were playing music too loud. Oh, yeah, that's a thing. I think in college, we were playing music too loudly.
Oh, my God.
Some cops came and told us to turn it down.
Where was this?
In Chicago. Like, just like...
Are you kidding? Are you the Chicago noise polluter?
Yes, that's me.
They finally got you, huh?
You've probably seen me in the papers.
I've seen your mugshot plastered all over the... A newsie ran up to me this morning.
Disturbing.
And he was like, extra, extra, we're all about it.
Do you still have newspaper boys in London?
Gabby's in the slammer.
Yeah.
Gosh, that was good. You should, like, audition for some sort of, like, ragtime. I don't know, that was good.
Some ragtime?
Yeah. Get up there and do, like, a shuffle.
Where do I do that?
Maybe. I don't know.
They have so much anime here.
They have what, Gabby?
You guys would love it. There's so much anime here. Hello?
Yeah, we're just both pretending we don't like anime.
Right. I don't.
We're both waiting for the other guy to say something.
Guys, edit that out. I'm sorry.
It's like, what's that? I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I didn't. That's the reason I didn't understand in the first place, because I was like, I don't know what it is.
Why is there seriously not an Angry Birds movie?
You gotta find the Angry Birds movie. Did you check under A?
Oh, All Dogs Go to Heaven, Outfit Monks, Arthur.
Now it's going to be between Alvin and the Chipmunks and Arthur.
They don't have it. Oh my goodness.
Are you looking in the kids section?
I am.
Look in the adult section, because maybe they're aware of the piss scene.
Oh.
And they think it should be.
They moved it.
This is drama right now. They don't have the Angry Birds movie.
Okay, Gabby, I'm going to set you a challenge.
Oh no.
This is something called the Best Buy Gabby Challenge.
Oh no.
You got to find something in Best Buy that is like Angry Birds branded.
Okay.
And you got to take a picture of it.
And how long do I have? And also...
As long as it takes Kurt to describe every item in the dumpster.
Okay, so Kurt has to dumpster dive.
And boy. A diaper? There's a lot of diapers, actually. I think somebody threw all the diapers out at once. Like, they saved them up. There's a bunch of fluorescent bulbs that have been shattered.
Oh, damn.
Wow, there's quite a nice, like,
chest. Wait, you're seriously looking in there?
That's pretty cool. I see a mirror.
Gabby, are you looking for Angry Birds much?
I'm sorry to interrupt. They don't even have Funko Pop Angry Bird. They have Rick and Morty's headphones.
Okay, well, stop looking at the Rick and Morty that you love so much.
I feel sick.
Stop looking at the Young Sheldon merch and find some Angry Birds stuff.
All I can find is a Young Sheldon Funko Pop. Did Kurt disconnect him?
I think he went too far into the dumpster.
Wait, I'm seriously scared right now. Kurt, wait. Where did Kurt
go? I think he went too deep into the dumpster.
No, I'm terrified right now. Should we try to call? Do we call him?
Why are you so scared?
He seriously just went away.
I think he just lost his connection.
He fell into the portal.
You're watching too much Rick and Morty.
Oh my gosh, he fell into the portal. He's probably in like angry. Oh my gosh. Okay, that would be cool. I wish we could animate this somehow. Or no, have it real life. Or we have an animation of Kurt becoming animated in the Angry Birds movie. Do we know of anyone that can do this? Our budget is $200,000 if anyone's listening.
Gabby, here's my question to you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Gabby, while we're trying to get Kurt back, what would you prefer to see out of these three options?
Oh, no.
A Paddington and Rick and Morty crossover.
Okay.
Hey, I'm back.
What the? I thought that you felt like...
Was it the Rufflecopter?
It looked like it. It was rolling around and laughing and...
It's sick. I thought that you fell behind some sort of weird time zone.
I gotta be honest, Kurt. Gabby got unreasonably scared when you left.
Gabby, have you seen Mulholland Drive? Do you know, like, the dumpster monster and that? Like, the trash monster?
I don't think so.
Oh, we gotta watch that.
We should watch it tonight at our friend, shout out to David Grossman, I guess. David Grossman's birthday party.
Yeah, it's his birthday.
Happy birthday, David Grossman. Okay, it was your birthday recently. Happy birthday to you, too.
It was.
Talk about
Thank
that.
You very much.
Gabby, happy, when's your birthday?
February 15th, baby. Oh,
happy birthday, Gabby.
Happy birthday. And yours is, when is it? Like, no, it's coming up. No. When is it? March?
You know, don't worry about it.
What are you going from October to March?
When is it?
Jesus Christ. Just don't bother.
Come on, Gabby.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Do you realize everyone has a birthday? You know how hard it is to keep track with that? Like, I know at least 100 people. That's 100
people. Oh, my God. I'm bragging about how many people we know.
Like a birthday every day. I haven't found Angry Birds, but I might buy this. They have Thomas and Friends mini trains that you don't know which one you're gonna get, and you just buy it, and it's a train.
Gabby, you gotta find some Angry Birds merch.
I seriously can't find any Angry Birds merch. Like, this is crazy.
There's gotta be some there.
Maybe the distributor. I don't know how this works.
Maybe there's some kind of like bad blood between Angry Birds and Best Buy.
Maybe they were mad because they like surpassed them in sales or something, or they launched into one of their windows.
Yeah,
Angry Birds smashed into the store.
Well, that could be it.
I think Angry Birds and Best Buy have some sort of feud going on.
Wow, it could be true.
Just answer me a question. Are there a bunch of like pig people working at Best Buy?
Oh my gosh, you're right. This explains so much. And the giant slingshots.
There you go.
There, wow. Okay, we incorporated Angry Birds. If we had like a little checklist of what we need to do, mention Angry Birds once.
To be honest, this is the first episode in a while that we've talked about Angry Birds.
Honestly, okay, can I say something on the record? Even my mom loves it. She's like, I love the podcast.
Your mom has been, and let's get real. Let's get on the record.
Oh boy.
I love your mom.
I love my mom. She loves you, Dad.
She's great.
I just found Minnie.
I think the jury's still out for me.
Did she roast Kurt?
Gabby, you got to get your mom on the show.
I should. She'd probably love to be
there. Yeah, get Karen on the show. Oh, can I say her name? I don't know if I'm not supposed to say that.
It's fine. She's all over Twitter.
I can bleep it out.
Okay. All right.
Gabby's mom, and then it's like a, I don't know what, I can, like the Fawn saying, hey, or whatever he says. What? Okay, I can't believe that's the first, like, sound, like, bite that I thought of.
You love Happy Days. You love Paddington, you love Rick and Morty, Tuesday. You love Young Sheldon, you love Happy Days.
I think this is a good time to plug my Happy Days podcast.
You want to start Happy Days podcast? Have one.
Kurt, what would yours be? Yeah, I don't know.
You can start Happy Days podcast on this podcast.
Oh no.
The podcast inside the podcast.
I like yeah, exactly.
I watched it in too long. I used to love all those TV Land shows. Kurt, we were just talking about the other day. Didn't you like I Love Lucy or something?
Oh yeah, I loved like I Love Lucy.
Kurt, you want an I Love Lucy podcast? You got it.
Dennis the Menace?
Mr. Ed.
Oh, Mr. Ed was the best because my dad's name was Ed. So
it was to you, it was Mr. Dad.
That's right. And my dad was a horse, too.
All right. Okay, that explains it. This is seriously crazy. No Angry Birds stuff. Like, in all the toys section. I'm not even going to say it again. If you wanted to have a you-know-what podcast, this would be the place for it.
Well, if I wanted to have a you-know-what podcast?
Frick and Morty.
Would you say that?
Say it again.
Frick and Morty.
Did you say that
saying frickin' Maury?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, Rick and Morty. Or if you wanted to have a Rubik's Cube podcast.
You can have all these podcasts. You just got to ask. You can have your Happy Days podcast. You can have your Rick and Morty podcast. You can have your Rubik's Cube podcast.
Okay, that last one would actually be cool, though. We could play...
Do it. What do you want to call it?
Rubik's Cube podcast.
Or let's do the first episode right now.
You'll never solve this. Ooh, this is hard to solve.
That's the one, folks. Gabby, this is going to be the first episode of Ooh, That's Hard to Solve. Go.
Hey, guys, I'm here with my friend Rubik's Cube as our first guest. And then I put up the microphone to the Rubik's Cube and it doesn't say anything. A little laugh.
There's like a laugh track. That's good. Mm.
And I have you guys on every episode.
You got to introduce us.
Oh, I'm not. Okay. Yeah. Guys, today we have Josh and Kurt.
Thank you. Standing here next to a dumpster.
If I can give you some advice, you should say the name of the show as well.
Welcome to This Is Hard to Solve. I'm Gabby, and today I'm joined by my friend.
I don't want to nitpick here, but I believe the name of your show is Ooh, That's Hard to Solve.
Ooh, That's Hard to Solve. Josh just told me this is the name of my podcast. I forgot. Today we're joined by Josh and Kurt, and we're going to solve a Rubik's Cube.
Hey, Gabby. Thanks for having us on.
Hey, how you doing, Gabby?
Hey, guys. I guess, cool. Okay, every week we do, like, puzzles that are hard or something. I don't know.
Wait, it's not just always the Rubik's Cube?
This show's crazy.
Yeah, we're just workshopping within the show.
Yeah. It's like you get to see behind the scenes, the process.
Kurt, have you ever solved a Rubik's Cube? What would your show be?
Wow, I've never solved a Rubik's Cube. I'm not really sure what one is. I've never heard of it before.
Okay, this guy's pulling a prank.
Is this a bit?
I don't know. I really don't know. What is it?
It has a lot of colors on it, and it's like a rainbow. It's cute. And
I can't tell if this guy's doing a bit.
What do you do with it?
You have to turn it to make sure that all of the colors...
Oh, I'm sorry. Somebody's throwing some stuff in the dumpster. Hold on.
Was that a bunch of Rubik's Cubes?
Rubik's Cube has a website.
Someone's just throwing a whole garbage bag of Rubik's Cubes in the dumpster.
I wouldn't know. I don't know.
You wouldn't recognize them.
This guy's insane.
He's just got a big bag of it. Well, he solved them all, Gavin.
It's insane.
He solved all the cubes, so he's got no use for them anymore.
Guys, I...
It's nothing to me.
Now, being dramatic now, I have cube.
What did you just say?
I meant to say, but my mind is just somewhere else today. I was like, guys, I seriously don't know, but I
said, I don't want to be dramatic, guys, but I am cute.
In real life, and I'm always making typos.
In real life,
I'm always making typos too, just like talking. I'm constantly just saying words wrong.
It's like a whole thing where Gabby was in a group of 26 people, and they split up the whole alphabet between them. And they were trying to get an order, and they were like, who's got Q? And Gabby was like, I don't want you to be dramatic here. But guys, I got Q.
I don't even know what I'm saying. I was like, Q, but it was supposed to be chill. I'm sorry.
Well, Gabby, you need to get your show back on the rails. This episode of Ooh, That's Hard to Solve is...
Do you think the Angry Birds can solve a Rubik's Cube?
Wait, which show are we doing?
That was a good segue. That was a segue back to
you. Is this the end of your show?
Is it? Oh, no. We didn't even...
What does it have to be?
Hold on. Oh, yeah. You also have to tell us what your mom said in the last episode. Remember where we got cut off by the security guard and she gave you an idea?
My mom?
Josh's mom.
Oh, what a callback. Listen, before I tell you that, you should do like an outro for your show.
Yeah, you gotta do plugs. And...
Guys, we solved it. Aw, is that good? I don't know.
No, that's good. Oh, that's cute.
Wait, is that it?
Like, we solved it.
Guys, we solved it. Oh, no, there was a sound
effect. That sounded good.
Yeah, it was like natural.
I walked by the Lego display.
Gabby, you need a theme song for your podcast as well. Gabby, what's your theme song going to be?
That's the perfect thing I've ever heard in my life. It was that right there, that horn honking. What? Yes. Do you believe in fate? I do. After that, are you kidding? That was the most... If you said Gabby, you need a theme song.
It works.
A couple seconds.
Yeah. So. Bodega, they got sandwiches and stuff. It's good. Go check it out. Sorry, somebody asked me where to get something to eat.
Folks, welcome to Kurt, Go Check Out with Kurt.
I'm definitely going to check it out. Thank you, Kurt.
Yeah, this is my podcast where folks, I just tell everybody where to
go
find
food. Take it away.
Some guy asked me, he's like, where do I go around here to find some food? And I said, you're right next to a bodega. Okay, and he looked at me like I was crazy.
You got
to
do a proper intro for Go Check It Out.
That was the car horns, my intro. Okay. It was the outro for Gabby. And
oh, wow,
okay. For me.
It's such a seamless transition.
I hate this. Well, I never found Angry Birds. It's all about Minecraft now. Nightmare Before Christmas. All these kids are talking about Nightmare Before Christmas.
It's the new thing, you know? And who are we to go against the tide?
It's an epidemic.
Right. Just a bunch of oldsters.
We have to accept that we're out.
I don't know what these kids are talking about.
And the kids with their Nightmare Before Christmas are in.
Oh, it wasn't even anywhere.
And we'll never understand Nightmare Before Christmas.
People are ever talking about it. You can't go anywhere. Nightmare Before Christmas Funko Pops. Nightmare Before Christmas.
You want to start a Nightmare Before Christmas podcast? You can have it. Listen, it's about time we wrap this up. I want to say a big thanks to my special guests, Kurt and Gabby.
Thank you, Josh.
Thanks for flying out to New York City for this.
You are listening to the Angry Birds podcast. Where the heck is Kurt? This is ridiculous. We got a podcast to record.
You know, I just looked out my window and I saw Kurt getting shot in the head by a sniper.
It wouldn't surprise me. You're not recording now, though, right?
I mean, it's automatically recording, but...
Okay, yeah, you should put this in.
Yeah, I should put the... What is your fondest memory of Kurt?
My fondest memory of Kurt. One of the first times that we ever hung out, we were carving pumpkins, and we were trying... His looked really good, and I was trying to carve Dave Matthews into the pumpkin. And it's seriously awful. Like, you might think in your head, how bad it is, it's worse than what you're picturing in your head right now.
Do you know about the Dave Matthews poop bus?
Yeah, I do, in Chicago, that story. It's just,
hey. It's just, oh, hello. It's back from the dead.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Kurt. Welcome.
There's some weird, like, snapping sounds.
Hey, Gabby. Hey, Josh.
Are you hanging out with the snapping turtle?
Kurt, are you being whipped?
Talk about this. Yes. Or maybe we should. I don't know.
Is Kurt okay?
It sounds like... It sounded like a robot laughing, but, like, as it laughs, it, like, runs out of battery.
I know how people say that, like, when people... No, it seriously sounded like a robot, not like...
Kurt sounded like one of the Westworld robots malfunctioning.
You know Teddy Ruxpin? Kurt sounded like Teddy Ruxpin ran out of batteries.
Well, howdy, partner. My name's Kurt.
Josh, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, you're being a little sneak. See, but this is what...
Can I try going out and come back in again?
Who, me?
You sound normal now.
I can't... Josh hasn't said anything in like 5 minutes.
Hello?
I'm definitely... Can you guys still... Can anyone still hear me?
Josh, are you still there?
I can hear you.
Should we just do the show without him?
I can't
hear Josh now.
I can't tell if Kurt is pretending he can't hear me or not.
Wait, is he being serious? And we're not in person this time, so I can't tell if he's doing a wink or something.
No, me? I'm being serious.
Oh, like, he really can't hear
me. Gabby, can you tell Kurt to leave and come back?
Okay, Josh is laughing, but he says, maybe tell Kurt leave.
Can you hear me now?
It's still, you know what? It's still not great.
I can hear Josh, kind of hear Gabby. She's kind of cutting in and out. Am I okay?
Yeah, you sound good. There's still some, like, strange crackling.
Well, hey, you know what? Let me try something. Hold on.
Kurt, sorry. I guess this is a bad time to pour myself a bowl of Rice Krispies. Sponsored by Rice Krispies.
Sponsored by Rice Krispies. If we were Snap, Crackle, and Pop, who would be who?
Oh, no. I don't know. I'd maybe be Pop.
Put you on the spot here. You want to be Pop?
I don't know. Do you want to be Pop?
No, you can be Pop.
I mean, I don't really... To be honest, I'm not really sure it's been a while since I've seen, you know what I mean? Like, them in action.
I think you're a Pop.
What are you? A Snap or a Pop? You're also a Pop, right?
We're both Pops.